Radovan Karadzic is spending his first day in a prison cell in the Netherlands. Tomorrow, the former leader of the Bosnian Serbs is scheduled to appear before the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia. And that appearance will mark the end of a 13-year effort by that tribunal to capture one of its most wanted suspects. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from The Hague.
Radovan Karadzic, arrested in Belgrade last week, was flown out of Serbia overnight amid tight security. Shortly after dawn, he arrived at Rotterdam Airport in the Netherlands and was whisked away to a detention centre near The Hague, where he'll stand trial.
He's indicted for the most serious crimes under international law, genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes.
Prosecutor of the International War Crimes Tribunal, Serge Bramertz, laid out the charges at a news conference.
He's charged with the ethnic cleansing of non-Serbs from large areas of Bosnia and Herzegovina. He's charged with the genocide committed in Srebrenica in July 1995, when close to 8,000 Muslim Bosnian men and boys were killed.
Bramertz said Karadzic was also being charged with orchestrating the 3.5-year siege of Sarajevo and of taking UN peacekeepers and military observers hostage. The former High Representative to Bosnia and Herzegovina, Carl Bildt, gave his reaction to Karadzic's arrival in The Hague.
I think it's a moment of huge significance, although the key thing would, of course, be when the trial really starts and conducted in a fair and good manner, and we get a verdict at some point in time. Even more important, I would say, would be when General Mladic is also joining that particular trial.
General Radko Mladic was the Bosnian Serb wartime commander in the 1990s, also accused of responsibility for the deaths of tens of thousands of people and the suffering of hundreds of thousands of Bosnian Muslims and Croats. He remains at large. Events in Belgrade last night, just before Karadzic was taken out of the country, showed something of the split within Serbian society. More than 10,000 Serbs rallied in the Serbian capital chanting Karadzic's name. Nebojša Stefanović of the Serbian Radical Party expressed the feeling many Serbs still have about the events of recent days.
We don't support the Hague Tribunal. We believe that this court is not legal, it was not founded legally, and that it just serves as a political tribunal for Serbs. We always said that this is an opportunity that we can prove that we are a serious country, that we can try anyone, if you have any reason to believe or any proof that he committed war crimes, that he could and should be tried in Serbia.
Nationalists in Serbia have strong criticism for the country's new president, Boris Tadic, who's been in power for just 1 month. The arrest and delivery of Karadzic to the International Tribunal is being seen as a reflection of Tadic's Western leanings, as Serbia struggles to reconcile its strong nationalist sentiments with its need to satisfy the conditions laid down for its possible membership of the European Union. Radovan Karadzic's lawyer says that Karadzic will represent himself at The Hague, raising the spectre of the long, drawn-out trial of the only other high-ranking official to be brought before the tribunal, Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic, who died in custody just before the verdict was passed upon him. Olga Kavran is spokeswoman for the chief prosecutor's office.
Mr. Milosevic was self-represented, and that in combination with his health issues contributed to the trial only being held 3 half-days a week with many breaks to accommodate the accused to allow for his rest. And this made the trial last quite long. We certainly hope that this wouldn't happen in the case of Mr. Karadzic.
Radovan Karadzic is due to appear in court tomorrow to enter a plea to the charges against him. The trial itself is not expected to begin for several months. Rob Gifford, NPR News, The Hague.